And as you look at that, what is the title of our message on this Palm Sunday? Amen. Now turn to your neighbor and ask them, neighbor, whose report will you believe? Amen. Amen. Before we begin, amen, let us pray. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise on this Palm Sunday. Lord, that this day is all about that day when you, the King of Kings, were greatly honored. We thank you that this day today marks the beginning of the end of your earthly journey, Lord Jesus. The first day in what it was to be your last week here on earth. And Lord, we adore you today. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we worship you today and we humble ourselves before you. You are truly great. And your love and your grace and your mercy is beyond any human measurement. Your love, Lord Jesus, knows no limit. We thank you for your sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary, that indeed through you we may have eternal life, and not only eternal life, but abundant life right here. So, oh God, may we reflect your radically amazing grace in our lives. Lord, as we saturate in the preaching of your holy word, that we would go forth to be the people of God that you so desire for us to be. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you ahead of time in your mighty name, and all of God's saints join together to say, amen and amen. Whose report will you believe? Saints, Luke chapter 19, verse 28 through 40 is our text. And the first point, if you look at your sermon note sheet of our text today, it focuses on the praise and acclamation that Jesus received when he made his entrance into the holy city of Jerusalem. And it occurred shortly after Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. On his way to Jerusalem, the word of God tells us that Jesus stopped again in Bethany to eat supper with Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus. John 12:2 tells us this. And the word spread, scripture says, among the crowd of people, which, by the way, had grown up to hundreds of thousands of people because of the upcoming Passover celebration. And as Jesus approached Jerusalem, the crowds praised him. And they took palm branches and they waved them in the air. And they said, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. And they kept shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, praising Jesus. Now, saints, the term Hosanna is an Aramaic transliteration of the Hebrew word Hoshiana. Hoshiana, which means save us. Everybody say save us. Save us. It appears a total of six times in the Gospels. And each is connected with Jesus Christ's entry into the city of Jerusalem. Now, saints, in Matthew 21, verses 9 and 15, Hosanna is followed by the praise to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Matthew 21, verse 9, and Mark 11, 10 follows Hosanna with, in the highest. They were shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to the Son of David. Now, saints, it was a term used only during the Feast of the Tabernacle. Everybody say, during the Feast of the Tabernacle. The Feast of the Tabernacle. And during this time, saints, the people would bring the first fruits of their harvest to the temple in a great celebration. They knew how to celebrate. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor and say, they knew how to celebrate. They knew how to celebrate. And by the way, celebration is a spiritual discipline. Amen. Now, Jesus had become instantly famous. Everybody snap your fingers and say, instantly famous. Instantly famous among the Jews because he had raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, saints, many who had not seen him had heard of his mighty work, and they came to see him just out of curiosity. And as Jesus prepared to enter Jerusalem, the crowd greeted him were mixed. Say they were mixed. They were mixed, to say the least. There were some who believed him completely. They were convinced by Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead that that he was the Messiah that he said he was. Now there were others, everybody say there were others. There were others among the crowd, but they did not believe. They did not believe completely and fully. John 12, 9 notes that many of the crowd came not even to see Jesus, but they came to see Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead. How many here would like to go see somebody that had been dead a few days and had been raised up? All right, many was coming to see Lazarus. Hallelujah. Well, saints, they did not know what to think about Jesus, but they wanted to come and see this Lazarus. Now, some believe, Scripture tells us, and they followed him, and some did not. Even some of the officials, Scripture tells us, believed him, but they chose to keep silent. They chose to keep silent for fear that it might not be popular at the time. All right now, maybe the officials aren't the only one that got that problem. Keeping silent because it might not be popular at the time. Well, Scripture tells us that as Jesus entered into the city, many of the people took off their coats and cast them on the ground. And then they picked up palm branches and they began to wave them and they began to praise Jesus. And it was a symbolic gesture, which was a part of many ceremonies associated with the Passover. So looking at our point number two, saints, there were words of praise offered for Jesus as he rode on the donkey. There were words of praise, and there were shouts of Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna from the crowds. Scripture tells us that many shouted, and they praised him. And it also says some did, but some did not. Say that with me. Some did, but some did not. There were those who had not quite committed themselves to serving him, and there were still others who did not believe at all. Now, saints, the shouts of praise in the crowd have been recorded by history, but that record indicates not everyone that was in the crowd believed the report. Everyone didn't believe the report. John 12, 38 through 40 details how there were many who saw what Jesus was doing. They heard what he said and still would not believe, prompting the recall of the words of the prophet Isaiah when he said, "Who will believe the report of the Lord?" Who will believe the report of the Lord? Which leads us to the third point. Saints, the condition of being blind is not bound by time. Say that with me. The condition of being blind to the truth is not bound by time. All right, together, let's read the reasons why. First, it's sad, but so many people are blind to the truth of God. Secondly, hearts that are callous can't see reason. Thirdly, blindness to the truth isn't limited to the lost. Amen. So, saints, as Jesus walked this earth, as he preached the good news, saints, there were some who did respond to the message, and they did accept Jesus' report. They accepted him, and Scripture tells us there were some who didn't. Now, as Pastor Rick preached last Sunday on Judas, the double agent, we saw again that neither were all of his disciples fully loyal, but we see at least one was not, amen? One was not. Which leads us to the next point in our notes. Fourthly, overall, many praise Jesus, but not all praise Jesus, which is a reflection of his entire ministry. You see, thousands heard of his message of love of God and service to humanity, but there were still some who didn't believe. Well, I want you to say with me, saints, some do and some don't. Turn to your neighbor and just say, neighbor, some do and some don't. All right. Well, today, amen, just as in biblical times, there are many who have heard Jesus and they've observed his mighty works from a distance, but they hesitate to welcome him into their lives. They hesitate to invite him to come into their hearts. Saints, which leads us to our fifth point. There are at least three controlling factors that indicate the extent to which we do or don't respond to following Jesus Christ. What are they, saints? They are obedience, service, and praise. Obedience, service, and praise. Combined, they indicate how we stand. And guess what? There's no straddling on the fence. You either do or you don't. You either will or you won't. You either are or you aren't. Amen. Ain't no middle ground with this one. Amen. So looking at obedience, saints, God expects each of us who are following Jesus Christ to be obedient to the word of God. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It is what guides us as Christ followers. It's like when we walk our little dog, Hope, and whenever she knows she sees us pick up the leash, her tail starts going 100 miles an hour. Then she bends her little head down because she wants to go on that walk. And she knows once that leash gets on, oh, she just goes crazy. And we have this that it stretches out. It can go real far. We can retract her in. She just gets so happy, and she knows that leash. If we see some danger like a car, or we see there's a little cliff or something, we'll kind of retract her in so she don't get smashed or rolled over like a hot dog or something like that. So how many know life can roll over you and make you feel like a hot dog? Amen. And that's the word of God. It keeps us from jumping over ledges and getting smashed over and rolled out. Yes, God's word is to help us have abundant life, to keep us out of trouble. How many know we need that leash of the word of God to keep us out of trouble and in God's will? Hallelujah. So God expects us to be obedient to God's word. Obedience. And then service, saints. You know, we see obedience. How many know some do and some don't? All right, turn to your neighbor again. Tell them some do. Some obey and some don't. Some obey the word, some don't. All right, service. Service is expected of every person who believes in the living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Service to God is reflected in our willingness to serve God and to serve one another and to serve others. Hallelujah. But saints, even when it comes to service, hallelujah, how many know there are some who do and there's some who don't? Tell your neighbor again, neighbor, there's some who do and there's some who don't in this area of service. Now, the third controlling factor is praise. Everybody say praise. Praise. God expects praise and adoration from every follower of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As the crowd shouted, Hosanna, praise God from whom all blessings flow. They took their clothes off, threw them on the ground. They picked up the palms, and they started praising God, saints. But guess what? Along the way, there were some who stood silent. And then as others were praising God and saying Hosanna and waving their palms, there were others who took their palm and hid them behind their back. Saints, as Jesus moved through the streets of Jerusalem, many in the crowd shouted, Hosanna in the highest! But the leaders came to Jesus complaining about the loudness of the people praising Jesus. They said, look here, Jesus, listen to all this loud praising going on. We want you to tell these people to be quiet. This is just too much loud praise going on. Has anybody ever told you, you praising God too loud then? You just too loud. You too loud praising God. Hallelujah. But you know what? Jesus responded to those leaders. Jesus said, if these folks keep quiet, the very rocks will cry out in praise to my name. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Saints, want you to know today, I don't need no rock crying in my place. Hallelujah. You too, Sister Betty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't need no rock crying in our place. We'll praise God for ourselves. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you. Saints, when it comes to praising God, guess what? There's some who do, and there's some who don't. But saints, there is always, everybody say always, there is always something that we know the Lord has done for us. There's always something that we can think about and we can praise God for. Hallelujah. All right, you might have woke up this morning and your back might be hurt. But thank God you were able to get up. And even if you're walking like this, guess what? You walking. Amen. You were able to go ahead and start your day. Hallelujah. And you keep praising before you know. You got a little pep there and you forget all about it. Hallelujah. How much pain you started off in. It's good to be alive in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. There is always something that God has done in your life, done in my life, that makes us want to go tell somebody. Hallelujah. When you know something good, you want to tell it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Our choir sings a song. Oh, when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he picked me up and turned me around and set my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to praise your name today, Lord. Oh, thank you, saints. No wonder the songwriter declared, in the hymn, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. There's a verse that says, let those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God, join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, yes, there will always be something that we can shout about, something that we can tell others about that the Lord has done for us. Amen. When you know you didn't have any lunch money, you went in that old pocketbook, you went in that old jacket or that old coat, and you found $3. Hallelujah! That's something to shout about. That's a sandwich, and that's a drink, too. Hallelujah! We always got something to shout about. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you. But when it comes to praise, saints, some of us will and some of us won't. Yes, yeah, some will and some won't. True enough. And while there were many who did and many who didn't, while some do and some don't, brothers and sisters, I want us to be reminded today that one of these days that the Lord is going to reward the faithfulness of God's people. And God is going to give all of us crowns of glory. Hallelujah! Praise your name, Lord Jesus. When it comes to our time of receiving rewards, praise your name, Lord. Some will and some won't. Oh, saints, I hope to be in that number. Yes, so I got shoes. You got shoes. All God's children got shoes. Oh, when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes. I'm going to shout all over God's glory. Hallelujah! Praise God. I want to be in that number. Scripture lets us know some are going to walk the streets of gold. They're going to walk the streets of glory. Oh, with crowns on their heads and jewels in those crowns. Now, the more you submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in daily situations in your life, the more jewels you're going to have in your crown. I want a lot of jewels, don't you? That means we got to do a lot of submitting to the Lordship, a lot of time with the Lord. But hallelujah, well, some are going to walk with those crowns on their head. Some will, but guess what? Some won't. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Amen. Heaven, heaven. Now, some won't, but some will. But those who won't, saints, it's not because they can't, but it's because they won't. They won't submit their hearts and their lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It's not that they can't. They just won't. They won't open their mouths and confess Jesus. They won't open their mouths and obey his commands. They won't serve their sisters and brothers in love. They won't praise him in the fellowship and in the gathering of the congregation. It's not that they can't. They won't. Now, saints, I don't know about you, but I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. How many here want to be in that number? I want to be in that number too, saints. Oh, if you are part of the I will crowd, all right. How many part of the I will? I do. Amen. I will crowd. You in good company, saints. Oh, you in good company. Isaiah 25:1 says, Oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Job declared, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Is there anybody here that need a change today? Whatever it is, physical, relational, financial, spiritual, you know what? Be like Job and just say, Lord, I'm going to wait on you till my change comes. And God will come, saints. God answers every prayer, hallelujah, according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. So wait. Tell your neighbor, just wait, neighbor. Wait till your change comes. Whatever it is, wait till your change comes. David says, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for I know you are with me. Hallelujah. Oh, in song, saints, as a church, we have joined to declare, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I'll trust in the Lord until I die, until I die. And saints, you know what? How many are really living that out, that you're going to trust in the Lord until you die? You know what? I'm going to trust in the Lord too, saints, because I have found Jesus to be the source of my joy, the fountain of my joy. It's in the presence of Jesus Christ I find strength. It's been Jesus who's been the bread on our table, hallelujah, the strength in my weak days, hallelujah. Shelter in times of storm. Anybody gone through a storm lately and know that Jesus could be that shelter? An answer to the many questions that we have. Oh, the source of our hope, hallelujah. And some will and some won't. But you know what? I have decided that I am going to stay on the battlefield for my Lord until I die, until I die. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep telling the story about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, saints. You can't leave yourself with people. You got to leave Jesus with them. Hallelujah. And tell everybody, yes, Jesus died for you. Jesus rose again for you, that you might be healed, that you might be saved, that you might have life. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. But the scripture lets us know some will and some won't. But saints, I will. How about you? I will. I want to be a part of the I will. We'll call it the I will club. Hallelujah. That's the church, the I will crowd. I will serve the Lord until I die. Yes, saints, as Christians, everybody say as Christians. As Christians, hallelujah, we know Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised. He is worthy because of his love for us, his grace. He is worthy because of his sacrifice for us, because of his mighty works in our lives. Jesus is worthy because he's shown us mercy every day. How many know at night you need to pray, oh, thank you for keeping us one more day. Keeping us one more day. Oh, we look on the news and people going around shooting up people. It's just so terrible. But every day we should just thank God for your mercy to let us all come home one more day, for keeping us one more day. And Lord, just strengthen those who are going through. Strengthen them, Lord. Because there's a time in our lives when we all have pain and sorrow. But strong in the Lord, we can face our tomorrows because of Jesus' mercy in our lives every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Jesus is worthy, saints, because he heroically died for our sins. But unlike the people on Palm Sunday who said, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. And by the end of the day, they forgot about Jesus. We don't want to be like that, saints. We want to never forget what Jesus has done. We want to always be able to praise you morning, noon, and night, Lord Jesus, and live for you in obedience to your word. We sing a song when I look back over my life and I think things over. I can truly say I've been blessed. I got a testimony. I got a testimony. We thank Demetrius for his testimony. We all got a testimony of God's goodness today, and we need to speak it out. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Oh, saints, Jesus was praised because of his mighty acts among the people. They knew about his raising Lazarus from the dead. They knew about his healing the sick. They knew about him feeding the 5,000 with just a few fish and a few breads of loaves. They knew about him giving sight to the blind. And you know what? So they came, they threw down their clothes, they picked up the palms, and they started praising Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Now, saints, all of us in this day that we live in today, we've all seen some strange things in our time, some strange things, thanks to the imagination of Hollywood. Now, we've seen dancing California raisins, amen? We've seen hot dogs that dream about kibbles and bits in their dream. We've seen talking cats. We've seen on the TV dancing hamburgers, amen, amen. And there's a commercial now. I love that commercial. I never thought I would love a commercial like that. But it's this fish, hallelujah. I love that commercial. This fish is on a plaque, and he turns his head this way. And that fish, he starts saying, give me back my Filet-O-Fish. Give me my fish. Yeah. Give me back my Filet-O-Fish. Give me my fish. What if it were you hanging up on the wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all. So give me back my Filet-O-Fish. Give me my fish. Woo! Give me back my Filet-O-Fish. Give me my fish. Woo! Oh, I love that commercial. When that commercial come on, me and the kids, we just get up. My Filet-O-Fish. We love that commercial. Hallelujah. I see y'all love that commercial too. Hallelujah. You know what? We done seen a whole lot of strange things. Yes, we have. Amen. Amen. And we done seen so many strange things. So many strange things that it's difficult to be able to present something to us that is like will blow us away because we done seen a whole lot. Amen. But suppose, just suppose, somebody came up to you with some rocks that were crying out, with some rocks that were singing. I'm not talking about on the TV. I'm talking about some real rocks, some rocks that they picked up outside. And those rocks was crying out. Those rocks were singing, hallelujah. Real life singing rocks. Would that grab you? Would that grab you? Would that grab you? Hallelujah. Although it might sound impossible, saints, that's exactly what Jesus said in our text today would happen if those who know the good works of the Lord, if those who know the grace and the mercy and love of God, if we would hold our peace, if we would keep our mouths quiet, if we would keep our mouths shut. Jesus said, literally, the rocks will cry out, hallelujah, in testimony of his goodness and greatness, hallelujah, to all generations. Oh, how many say, I don't need no rock crying out in my place. No rock crying for me, amen, amen. And I pray that each of us mean that from the depths of our hearts, because too frequently, saints, we are so concerned about what other people think. You know, we so worry that we keep quiet about the good news of the Lord. God gives us opportunities at school, on our job, in the neighborhood, in the line at the grocery store. And you know what? We have our opportunities and we miss them because we keep quiet and not tell about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But just let us accomplish something. Oh, you should see, I caught this big fish. It was this big. Oh, yeah, I got a promotion the other day. Ha, ha. Oh, yeah, you should see, I did this. I got this accomplishment. I did this over here. We can't hardly wait to tell the story to others. You see, we can't wait to just let somebody know. So when it's something about the world, oh, we ready to talk about it. But say sometimes when it's about God, and God's faithfulness, and God's goodness, we're reluctant. How often it is that those of us who know God best, it is we who fail to tell of God's goodness to those who need to hear about it, to our friends, our coworkers, our family. Family is the hardest, but still, our family, hallelujah, because they need Jesus, amen. And we so ashamed, but we say, oh, I don't want to start no argument today. Sometimes you need to go ahead and start the argument. Hallelujah. Go ahead and be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and tell others that you're striving to obey God's will in your life. You're striving to live for Jesus Christ, and don't be ashamed about it. Hallelujah. all saints, trying to hold back praises to God is really impossible. Because if we don't do it, Jesus already said, the rocks are going to cry out in praise to God anyhow. Hallelujah. So saints, after all, God's works are so great. So great in our lives that if we should hold our peace, if we should be quiet, all the rocks are going to cry out. Now just imagine this, a rock crying out, blessed be the God, blessed be the King of Kings, blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Not now, is my mother, if we did something that wasn't right, she said, I know you shame. And one time, I took the dog to get clipped up, and they took too much, and she came back bald. And so my mother looked there and said, oh, Faith, I know you shame. I just know you shame. Oh, I know you shame. She said, I feel so bad for you because I know you shame. But you know what? If we got rocks crying out for us, we know we shame. Oh, we know we shame. I don't never want no rock crying out for me. Never, 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 never. Jesus said, if we don't praise him, the rocks will. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he received praise from a mixed crowd. And some truly believed that he was the Messiah. And there were others who praised him because they was just looking for something. They was just being there. They was expecting something. And then there were those who, their praise reflected their own ambitions. And then there were some whose words came directly from the depths of their hearts. You know, we have sung a song, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. I want to be more loving in my heart, I want to be more loving in my heart. I want to be more like Jesus in my heart, I want to be more like Jesus. Oh, saints, I don't know about you, but oh, when I offer a word of prayer, praise to God, I want it to come from the depths of my heart. Hallelujah. I want the Lord to know I love you with all of my heart, and I want to live for you with all of my heart. Saints, which leads us to the last point here. Jesus came to this world so that he could save us. And not only save us, but show us the way to abundant life. Let's read together John 3:16, which reminds us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So whosoever believes on should not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah, saints. Not only did Jesus come to save the lost, hallelujah, but he came to provide every believer with the power to live a fulfilled, to live a joyful, to live a productive life in him. Hallelujah. How many want to be fulfilled, full of joy, living a productive life for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? In John 10:10, Jesus said, I come that they might have life and have it abundantly. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Saints, I'm so glad that one day Jesus made a triumphal entry into my heart. I remember that day when I surrendered fully to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to ask, can anybody with me shout Hosanna today? Just shout Hosanna. Are there Hosannas in the house today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your triumphal entry into our hearts today. And I want you to know, saints, that since I've been journeying with Jesus, I have found that there's never been a battle that Jesus could not win. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. There is not a burden that Jesus cannot lift. There is not a heartache that Jesus cannot feel. There is not loneliness that Jesus cannot comfort. And saints, there's not a promise that Jesus can't keep. Hallelujah. So no wonder the songwriter declared, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which I have long sought since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came in to my heart. Hallelujah, saints! Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me on Calvary. So today we shout Hosanna! Hosanna! Jesus rose from the dead So today we can shout, Hosanna, hallelujah. Jesus is alive today. So we shout, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Saints, in closing, some of us do and some of us don't. Some of us will and some of us won't. And it all boils down to this. And that is, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord Jesus? Won't you join me, saints, in bringing our message to a close by rising to your feet and declaring with me, whose report will you believe? Now, saints, prayerfully you will believe God's report that says you are healed. I am healed. God's report says that we're filled. God's report says we're free. God's report says we've got the victory. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. Oh, praise God. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's here today. And he wants to do a triumphal entry into your heart, into your life. Just believe his report. Here we go, saints.
Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Oh, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Oh, God's report says I am here.